This week on Clown College.
How do you think Brandon Willis will do?
I think Brandon is going to be a dark horse in this thing. Like, I know Brandon comes off as wholesome, but that's a mad scientist right there. I think he's actually going to do a lot better than – I think he's going to be the top clown at Clown College, I can tell you that. And I mean that shit wholeheartedly.
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge in many ways to elevate and make you sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on our ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while if you're down to clown. We got the guests right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Willis, Don, and JJ. Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Willis, Don, and JJ.
That would be so weird.
All right, so if you're not, clap your hands if you've ever seen the podcast before.
Oh, okay.
Notice my coworker is not clapping. That's so fucked up, dude.
I don't blame you, man. Refrain. Just kidding.
So to get everybody familiar with this, what we're going to do, we're going to play a little game. And since you guys came out to support us, we want to give back a little bit. So there'll be cash prizes. So we're going to play, it's called Who Said That? So it's going to be right here. It's going to be a phrase, right? A sentence. And you're going to just guess which one of us said it. You don't know us that well, but, you know, this is going to be fun. All right, y'all ready to do that?
All right. All right,
so Brandon, here is your mic, sir.
Thank you.
And Dom, you got your money ready? So what we're going to do, guys, if you'll get out those green tickets you got when you came in tonight, we're going to do it by ticket draw. So if we call on you and you have that number, they will come to you first. If you get the question right, you get $5. If you get it wrong, then the next person will get your $5 and their $5. So it accumulates if we have wrong answers. All right? So our first contestant is ticket number 616225.
Where we at?
616225. Hey!
Mike Sales.
Mike Sales. All right, Mike Sales, can you tell us who said, I saw his dick?
JJ.
All right, let's see.
Who is he fighting right? Is that Seth Rollins?
Seth freaking Rollins.
Is he good?
Oh, hell yeah, man. Yeah. Dude is amazing and funny.
I saw his dick.
Yeah.
You see it, man?
No,
I did multiple times.
All right, man. Hey, we'll see that.
It was like three.
Exactly. I'm a big wrestling fan, bro.
You just said we'll see it afterwards.
Nah. So, yes, Mike is right. It was JJ.
It was respectable. It was a good start.
Next contestant is ticket number 616236. 616236.
Oh, shit. Hold up. Let's get over there. Go this way.
So the next question is, which clown said, you're going to get stuck getting raped by P. Diddy?
Yeah, so who said that they're going to get raped by P. Diddy? Oh, that dude. Dom?
Let's see.
Them, man, I remember hearing this one story where P. Diddy's going to come down. This is before the allegations. And they were like, P. Diddy's going to come down on a tour bus. And he's going to have some of the students get on the bus. And I was like, damn, man, that's fucked up, man. Because it's already hard enough to pull a girl in these streets. But now he's going to come in here and take all of them. They said, oh, no, he's coming for the dudes. And I was like, oh. What?
You missed the P. Diddy tryout?
Man, I wasn't getting on that bus. Man, I just knew something wasn't
right. Brandon,
but you would have got on the bus.
Oh, dude, I don't know what would have happened if they would have said get on the bus.
It would have been minimal convincing.
I probably would have got on the bus. The cops going to be for that one. In the back of the bus. No way. You're going to be stuck getting raped by P. Diddy.
It was, in fact, Brandon. So that $5 goes on. So this next question is worth 10, and it's ticket number 616154. 616154.
It's me.
Oh, hey, Elise.
All
right, Elise.
What's your name?
Elise.
Elise. All right, so Elise, which clown said, I gargoyle shit? So the choices are Brandon, Dom, or JJ. JJ's the one on the stage. That's Brandon, that's Dom.
That's JJ.
JJ.
Oh, right. She thinks JJ said it.
You know gargoyle.
I gargoyle shit.
Yeah, this is
my gargoyle. Okay, yo,
this is listen to this.
Real. What is gargoyle?
Dude, it's when you put the toilet lid and the seat up. It's just the rim of the actual toilet bowl. And you just get up there, man. You perch up.
Break that shit.
Sneakers.
You have
If it's my toilet, are you crazy?
So the answer was JJ, Elise winning.
Just try it. Just try it.
No. Next contestant, I would break myself in the toilet. 616-234.
Oh, okay. Oh, what
which clown said he has a slave face?
Dom? Thanks, Dom.
Hope says Dom?
I hope it wasn't me. Should you tell AJ what you call him, dude?
What are you talking about, slave face? He does have a very slave face. As you can tell, what I'm saying is how the temples protrude. Right?
Sunken cheekbones, temples.
Exactly. And it's giving, you know what I'm saying? Like, he lives outside. Maybe he has short capri pants on that are weathered at the bottom.
His name isn't helping.
And his name is Jeremiah Cotton. He's a funny dude. I love Jeremiah. But he does have a slave face. I won't stand here and not say it.
I won't stand here and not say it.
It was me, Dom. Congratulations, Hope, for
good
knowing
job.
Dom so well.
Good job.
616-233. Hey! Oh, yeah. There we go. Alright, you have to decide.
My name is JJ.
Oh, hey. Hey.
There can only be one. Get her! Get her!
Well, she has to decide which clown said, who got scared the first time they masturbated? So this is a
problem. He didn't know it was him masturbating. He just started.
JJ. Let's see.
What happened the first time you busted a nut?
I've been wondering this whole time. I'm glad someone asked.
Well, since it's on the table, the first day I did this, I got scared. But I was a kid, I didn't know shit, right?
Were you confused that your cum wasn't black?
Dude.
It was actually Brandon. So your $5 goes to the next one. This one's worth 10, and the contestant is 616-241.
Hey! What's your name?
Reed.
Reed?
All right, let's see which clown said sex, sexual routines, normal stuff like the ass, and sometimes the.
A lot of weird stuff like that. Like, I found out one dude, he was telling me he got an airplane. Shit. Like, people have airplanes.
That's
what you mean?
That was 9/11.
Like they went to now. There's people dressing up as airplanes, like painted, looking like all this and stuff, and just doing weird sexual activities.
What they doing?
Sex and like I don't know. They just like sexual routines, like normal stuff like ass and you know sometimes the front.
Normal stuff like ass and sometimes the front.
So that was a huge branch. So the next question is what? 15. All right, 15 for ticket number 616-231.
Prize.
It's Mason.
Hey, Mason.
All right.
Mason.
Mason. Which clown said, "I believe white people started Christianity and Islam both." Dom Carr. He says Dom Carr.
Dr. Umar Johnson? Yes. Love Dr. Umar.
I'm like a white Dr. Umar Johnson.
Okay. So you're saying you don't like black people?
I believe that white people started Christianity and Islam both.
So it was actually JJ. So the next one's 20, right?
$20.
616-240. Alright.
Lauren.
Which clown said hand job until completion?
Brandon.
She said it quickly too. Did you not say Brandon? She said that real fast. She said Brandon. Let's see.
You a big hand you got?
I love them.
You like them too?
I mean, they're all right. I mean, to start it off, and you just kind of like, imagine if you two are like sitting, I don't know.
But I'm talking about her hand job until completion.
I don't want you to ever say those words again. I don't want you to ever say those out loud.
So it was actually Dom. So the next person gets $25. There's a difference between special ed and special needs. The ticket is 616-227. $25. Which clown said that?
We're gonna go to JJ.
You guys are starting to hurt my feelings.
JJ.
The whole day I just walk around, people like, "You look special." I'm like, "Stay on that."
Hold on, did he say? But you, I thought he said, "Oh, it was special needs."
No.
Across the line.
No.
Who was it then?
Special Ed.
Special Ed.
I'm telling you, there's a difference.
Yeah.
A little bit of some learning disabilities. Like, you need a little bit of extra time.
Yeah.
Or your mind.
He was
like,
saying,
what is that? Like, you got a little. I mean, somebody can have dyslexia.
Yeah.
A little bit autistic.
Uh-huh.
Or you're just struggling a little bit. But special needs.
Yeah, what's special needs?
Is what everybody thinks that special ed is.
So that is actually Brandon. I'm trying to remember how many you have left. Oh, we got another one worth $30. So ticket number 616-237. 616-237. All right, it's JJ's coworker. All right, the question is, who said I wrestled a special needs person?
Oh yeah, what's your name?
Elizabeth, who do you think said that? You're not wrong about that. You're very intuitive. It could have been any of the three.
She said Brandon.
I wrestled a special needs person.
They slammed the shit out of you, didn't they?
They didn't have a person for me to wrestle. And I was the best dude on the team. I was like, just give me anybody. And they were like, well, this dude from JV. And he was clearly, something was wrong with him, you know? And I could have went easy on him, but I beat him in like 15 seconds. I just pinned him. Just because, you know, he needed to. I think you should do that. They should all be treated the same. That's Everyone good. Should be treated the same.
And why did you say they?
Alright, so we have a second part to this, and it's called What Comes Next. So it's a clip, and we're going to stop the clip, and you have to guess. It's multiple choice, you have three guesses. You have to guess what the next thing out of that person's mouth is. So these are worth $10 each, so this first question's worth 40 bucks. Dang, alright. So, let's see, it's going to be ticket number 616229.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, hold up.
I'm off.
There you go.
What's your name?
Matthew.
Alright,
Matthew.
I need help catching a predator. I have a suggestion. How about whenever he gets here, to make sure he doesn't do it again?
So the question is, what does Dom want to do to the predator? Is it A, kill him, B, let him have Brandon, or C, brand his dick?
Yeah. Which three is it? Which one? Which one?
A, B, or C?
Pick one.
C.
C?
Yeah, C.
All right.
Let's see.
He brand his dick. Brand his dick so when he shows his best food.
$40.
Exactly.
Why don't they do that?
I think you're onto something, though. I do. All right, so we're back to $10. But hey, $10 is nothing to sneeze at. And if you're too rich to appreciate $10, we take donations. All right. 616-235. There we go.
Oh, shit. Hell yeah, what's your name, man?
No.
You raised your hand.
You know me, why would you?
Savannah.
All right,
Savannah.
You got don't you hate wrong with that? Don't you hate when you go down on a big girl and you can't tell if you got her off?
All right, so don't you hate when you go down on a big girl and A, you accidentally, well, he actually said, and you can't tell if you got her off, is what came before that. And so don't you hate when you go down on a big girl, you can't tell if you got her off, because A, you accidentally bought into a heat bump, B, you suffocate, or C, you lose hearing. Our friend Ogre.
Right here.
What do you think came out of his crazy ass mouth?
B. You suffocate.
You should actually bit into a heat bump.
That's so nasty. That's so nasty.
A heat bump.
I just want y'all to look at Brandon's eyes. Alright, so Savannah doesn't win, so $20 to the next question. And this ticket number, let's see, 616-238.
No.
Oh, shit.
You're like at this point.
Hell yeah, what's your name?
It's Lucas.
Alright, Lucas.
I recently found out my mother's not my real mother.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Neither is my father. I was kidnapped as a child, not even adopted. Kidnapped. I should have known. Kids at school always made fun of me.
Alright, so the question is, why did kids make fun of sci-fi? Was it because A, he's black, B, his parents were Nazis, or C, his parents were Korean?
The answer is A.
from Mississippi.
So did Lucas say A?
Yeah. Yes, A.
He said.
Teddy, Teddy, why are your parents Korean?
That's all. What is
on the same? So that was wrong. So next one, we're $20. And we got contestant number 616203.
No,
Brandon.
What are you doing on May 17th?
Oh boy.
So, what was JJ doing on May 17th? A, trimming his mustache. B, not touching kids. Or C, the Trump rally. A, Trump rally.
A, trimming his mustache.
Not touching kids.
Good on you, JJ.
And I didn't, and I never have.
You're back!
Like a
policy.
All right, I think we got one more. All right, so this will be contestant number 616-223. Woo! There we go.
It's a $40 here. $40.
$40.
$40.
What's his name?
Yeah, what's your name?
My name's Tyler, and if I can answer this question, it's Brandon's uncle.
Let's see.
Thank you. He's like Robin from Robin Stern.
That's you ain't shit.
Brent like it.
Who is Robin? Let me see who Robin is.
Look at Robin, bro. It's Howard Stern's second mic.
Did I mean to say that you look like a black woman? Kind of. I did kind of mean that.
I mean, I do actually. Like when I had that wig on,
he said Robert.
Robin.
And then he said, "I don't save that picture," because then you said, "I do look like."
Hold on, let me say
it's a white man.
Hey, what white man does Brandon think he looks like? Is it Robert De Niro, Robert Pattinson, or Robert Downey Jr.?
I've watched every episode. This one's back in the archives, but I believe it's the middle person, Robert Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson. Well, it's actually Pattinson.
But thank you, Tim.
Somebody made an error. Anyway, we'll go with the middle guy.
Robert Pattinson.
So that's how we play What Comes Next.
Thank you all for playing.
Appreciate you.
As you can tell, we're pretty smart guys.
I'm a scholar if you don't believe it.
We gotta stop drinking and saying shit on the internet.
Yeah, we probably
true, that is true. It could come back to haunt us a little bit.
Maybe.
You think you're smart?
Yeah.
I know I'm smart.
You guys are dumbasses. And I have
empirical
evidence to prove it.
Uh-oh.
Shit, we got crap.
Did you busting out there?
Yeah,
it feels like WWE. Just make it black and white.
We don't need one.
I'm
going
to go to the bathroom.
I'm
going to go to the when is potty time?
You talking
to me? You're blessed.
So, first thing we're going to do before you actually take the test is everyone is going to get a slip of paper that looks like this. It's got it.
All right, I'm going to ask you a series of three questions about this IQ test. Go ahead and answer one or two sentences.
Okay.
Here we go. First of all, good to see you, Simon.
It's good to be seen.
Who do you think will score the highest on this IQ test?
They're going to be black, so it's either going to be me or Tammy.
Is it where the magic happens? Wonderful.
Who do you think will score the highest on this IQ test?
For some reason, I'm thinking Jay.
JJ?
No.
Jay Vack.
Okay,
Jay Vack.
He has intelligent jokes.
Okay. Who do you think will score the highest?
Dante Huff.
Okay.
I do believe in miracles.
He's going to surprise us all, as he usually does, and blow us out the water. He can sing, he can rap, he can dance, he can freestyle, and he makes people laugh when you don't expect it to.
I'm going to the bathroom.
I think she'll do good because of her profession. I think those professions helped him out in IQ tests.
Who do you think will score the highest in this IQ test?
I think I already scored the highest. I think I've scored, what's the highest you can score on this? I don't think it matters. I think I scored the highest. 200.
Raina Cahill.
Raina brought a whole laptop in here. I think she's gonna do good. She bought the whole kitchen, living room, and she's gonna tell something.
Who do I think will score the highest? Honestly, that.
JP?
Yes, JP. Smart dude.
All right. Who do you think will score the highest on this guy's test?
I'm going with Jay.
JJ?
No.
Oh.
Jay, that. Yeah, that. Yeah. He's from the north.
How do you think JJ Payton
will be? Respectably. I don't think it'll be offensively good or bad. I think it'll be aggressively marginal.
How do you think Charlie Fisher will do?
Charlie Fisher, I think that he got lower than he wanted, but I still think he got about 105.
How do you think Don Carr will do?
Well, he put on glasses today, so that raises him one IQ point. Otherwise, I see it. Do you want a number?
Sure.
Okay, all right. I'm putting Dom at 120. I'll put Dom at 120.
Okay. All right, we're not using this foot. Link Sayers, who do you think will score the highest on this IQ test?
I think JJ Payton will score the highest.
JJ Payton, all right.
He just got out of college, you know, he's still fresh.
That's fair. Who do you think will score the lowest?
Probably JJ, I think. There's no way his hair is that curly if he's smart, you know what I mean? Have you seen his facial hair? It's so patchy. There's no way he has a college degree. I don't believe it.
Who do you think will score the highest on this IQ test?
I believe that it is Jay. Jay Vapp.
All right. Who do you think will score the lowest?
Dom.
Who do you think will score the highest on this IQ test?
Me. I'm fucked if I don't. All my jokes hinge on me being better than everyone, so I'll be a hack if this doesn't work out.
Lastly, how do you think Jay Vapp will be?
Jay Vapp, I think he's a great singer, he's a comedian, but is he a scholar? I doubt it.
Who do you think will score the lowest?
That could also be either me. No, it's not going to be me. It's going to be a three-way tie between my a two-way tie between Dante and probably Dom. Dante and Dom.
All right. Who do you think will score the lowest?
I think the person who scored the lowest is Mike Boo.
The lowest score could possibly be me. Probably me. I don't know me. I can't say Dante because he's in college. I guess he's in college. High school? Dante now? I don't know. It's going to be tough. I think it's me.
How do you think Mike Sayers?
Probably decent, average businessman.
Who do you think will score the lowest?
Dom Carr. I don't think I need to explain that.
Who do you think will score the lowest?
I know this without a doubt. Is Brandon Willis. I see the concern in his face. I see the concern that he might be mentally challenged.
Who do you think will score the lowest?
Gonna have to go with Brandon. Not to
Not because I think he's any dumber. I see him overthinking every single one of those questions. And he's probably got a story for every question, too.
Who do you think will score the most?
I'm sorry I have to do this because he's like one of my closest friends, Brandon. And that's just because I know him the best. I have to see him messed up and like, oh snap, I should got that thing. He's not, I'm not saying he's dumb, I'm just saying he'll probably overlook something like, oh, duh, bad.
How do you think Brandon Willis?
I think Brandon is going to be a dark horse in this thing. Like, I know Brandon comes off as wholesome, but that's a mad scientist right there. I think he's actually going to do a lot better. I think he's going to be the top clown at Clown College, I can tell you that. And I mean that shit wholeheartedly.
Alright. So, we've got some revealing to do, because I'll tell you guys this. Nobody knows the results of this but me.
We're all scared.
What?
I said we're all scared.
Yeah, so. So here's the thing. They know their own individual score. They just don't know how the other people scored and like how they rank among the others. So the question is, are you smarter than a clown? Now then, the way we're going to reveal this is we have five of the people that took the test are not present tonight. So we're just going to go ahead and put these guys on the line. So we're displaying it like this. We got a number line, and the first ones that you're going to see, the first four, are people that aren't here tonight. All right. So the people that guessed that JVAP will get the highest, they were right. Hey, where's Raina? Hey, sorry, Raina. I was told you weren't going to be here, so blame it on Dawn. But anyway, hey, look at that, Raina. So then the next, if you'll notice. Third from the left is a V because two people tied in spots 3 and 4. It was a tie. All right. So, my question. I'm just curious. Clown College comedy. The next person I'm going to reveal is Dante. Where do you think Dante is going to be on that continuum? I'll say that way. Uh-oh. Alright, now we're gonna talk to the people that are here tonight. Can we get Sci-Fi to come on up here? Ready up with Sci-Fi. Now Sci-Fi, you know the rule, like you can't touch my back wall there, but I want you to go up there and kind of stand where you think you are gonna be on that line.
I thought I was gonna be here. If God is kind, somewhere.
If God is kind. Sci-Fi, you are right there. Where are you from? Alright, Mike Sales is in the house, everybody. Give it up, Mike Sales. Mike, come on up for a second. Also known as 10 Stacks, if you need a fade or a lineup, y'all need to go see him at the Presidential Barbershop. Mike Sales, where on the line do you think you're gonna fall? Second from the end. No.
Yeah, I'm hoping over there. I'm gonna be honest.
You think you're between?
I might end it all if I'm not.
All right. Can I get a drum roll? There he is.
Hey! Dumbass.
All right, Don Carr. Don Carr. So you think you're not the last, you're the next one?
Yeah, please Kim, please. Please come, I'm not the last.
Do with the result. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, Dom Car. And then there's Brandon, our lovely Brandon. Now here's the thing, but I'm going to show you guys some numbers because there's not an unintelligent person on this entire chart. Look at those numbers. So just for reference, if you're not aware, they consider 100 average. So everybody on that continuum is above average. Adjacent folks. Now, here's the thing. We had them, and you kind of saw this in the video, we had them all guess how everyone else was going to do, like, with a number. And I tabulated all the numbers, and we have one person that got the closest, and that person's going to get $50. So, do you want to know who got the closest? All right. I need a drum roll for this one. Yes, come get your $50, baby boy. Brandon's got your money.
I'm too old to buy these things out. We shouldn't have did this. We shouldn't have did.
I'm pretty sure it was your idea, though.
It was.
But I'm always like, are you smarter than a clown?
You guys having fun?
Before we take a break, I need to hear from y'all. I need to know how you're feeling right now.
I feel great. This couldn't have gone any better.
I am in shock right now.
Nobody else is.
Don't tell me what. Express yourself. Tell us what you're in shock about specifically.
Well, I thought I was like, well, you know, one away, I'm clearly be in the middle. Right. And then what really hurts is that Dante and Mike Sims are like three notches above me. I have to rethink what I'm doing with my life.
Brandon, how are you feeling?
I'm not gonna lie, this whole time I thought that I was gonna be probably the top two. Now I'm the damn last one. Damn, I didn't know they were gonna get that high.
Yeah, that was high.
That was smart as hell.
Wait, you're that smart? What the fuck is going on here?
Hey, she brought a whole ass computer in there.
What kind of degree do you have?
You wanna answer that right
now? No degree.
No degree? She doesn't need one.
Yeah, take that, JJ.
My degree's in history, so it doesn't really count. I'm not using it.
Audience members said that's true.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the second half of our show. Can we get a round of applause for the first half? All right, and let's see. Dom, you want to tell the folks what we're about to do? So, it probably helps if I unmute your mic. There we go.
All right, so for the second half, we're going to do a little stand-up comedy. First, we're going to have one featured comedian, and then after that, we're going to have bucket pool spots. We'll pull it out. They get 3 minutes. And after their 3 minutes, we'll talk to them for a little bit, and then we'll spin the wheel. And Kim has us a lot of gross shit that we have to do if it lands on us.
So it's going to land on them. It just depends on which one of them.
Yeah, which one. So you guys ready?
Yeah. I promise I'm smart.
All right, for your featured stand-up comedian of the night, you can see him all around the Southeast. He's a cool guy. He was a Marine. You won't believe it, though. Guys, please welcome to the stage, Mr. Dan Price. Hey.
It's your
Marine. Okay, got it. We got it now. We're good. It's working. Hey, it's thanks guys for having me up here. Great to see you guys tonight. Everybody came out. This is awesome. Fuck Bama. We're doing what really matters here tonight. It's a busy world, so before we get down to the comedy, I want to start with the news just to keep everybody informed. Let's go over a couple of news headlines that are affecting the world today. These are all true news stories. An ailing bald eagle was released this week in Missouri after wildlife rescuers determined the bird was not ill, but instead had overeaten and was too fat to fly. demonstrating once again why the bald eagle is America's mascot. The U.S. Postal Service announced a plan to save $3 billion by slowing service to some rural locations. Alabamians were outraged when they heard the news sometime next week. The rapper Fat Man Scoop collapsed on stage during a show in Connecticut last night and later died at the age of 53. In a related story, I feel fine. The much-loved beluga whale named Valdemir that captured the public's attention when it appeared in Norway wearing a spy camera rig assumed to be part of a covert Russian intelligence operation was found dead this morning in a Norwegian harbor. Yeah. When asked for a comment, local officials shrugged and said, "Fishes get stitches." And that's the news for this Saturday night. Oh man, this is awesome. This is big city stuff here. A live podcast recording. I love being in a big city. When I was 12 years old, my parents moved us away from a big city. We lived in New Orleans. And my dad was tired of the crime and the traffic, and my mom was tired of public school. Because if you were a conservative Christian in the 1980s, public school was where all the danger lied. You know, it was all the gangs and drugs and liberals. So they moved us out, moved us to Mississippi, to this tiny little town just out in the sticks in Mississippi. It's such a contrast to here. We were way out, like way, way out. A little town called Ozona, Mississippi. Anybody heard of it? There's a Biloxi guy in here. He's like literally an hour drive away. You've never heard of it, I know. It's a tiny little place. It was the kind of place that had a, like our closest point of actual civilization was one gas station. Anybody ever lived in a place like that? Just that one country gas station where you can get everything you need but nothing you really want? You know one of those places? And where like most of the stuff you buy is outside. You know, you fill up with gas, but you can get propane and ice and firewood and a whole barbecue chicken right next to the gas pumps on an open flame. I don't know how that's legal. Fireworks in a gas station. The Mississippi coat of arms, the motto is Virtute et Armis, which is a Latin phrase that means we sell fireworks in gas stations. Dude, country, man. It was so country out there, I thought Hunt Brothers was a real pizza place. You know what I mean? Like country, way out there. It was weird, man. We'd have to ride our bicycles like 10 miles to get to the store, but we would go because there was shit else to do. There was nothing else happening. I remember the day I was sitting out there, we were drinking peach knee-high or whatever bullshit I drank when I was 13 in rural Mississippi. That was a treat, man. Paid all in nickels, I remember. And dude, I remember this day, this Humvee drives up and these two Army National Guard guys get out and they're lost. They have no idea where they are. They're out of gas. Apparently they lost half their uniform. They're just sweating through their t-shirts. And it was like, if you were 13 in that tiny little town at that time, it was like seeing G.I. Joe in real life. It was awesome. I knew right then, I was like, this is my ticket out of this small town. I'm gonna join the military, see the world. Joke was on me. I joined the military. The first place they sent me, Fort Sill, Oklahoma. Just a whole other Mississippi right there. In fact, that's where we sent the people we kicked out of Mississippi so we could take Mississippi. I just joined them over in Oklahoma. Then 29 Palms, California, the Mississippi of California, and then Iraq, which is the Mississippi of the rest of the world. And I remember this day we were delivering hospital supplies to this little town called Heat in the Al Anbar province, and there was this little dirty kid who reminded me of me when I was 13. No, I mean like a dirty kid, like covered in dirt. Didn't have flip-flops, he was just barefoot, shorts, ratty t-shirt. He was looking at me with that look that I understood what he was thinking. He was like, "One day, I will join the military and I will get out of this little town." And I think he's about 25 now, so what I'm saying is he's on the way. Unless he followed my track in life, in which case, he's probably in the International Brigade in Ukraine looking around thinking, "Shit, this place is just the Iraq of Europe." All right, my name is Dan Price. My time is up. Thank you, everybody.
Dan Price, everybody.
Are y'all on chat with Dan, or is he going? Are y'all chatting with Dan, or is
we're chatting with Dan?
We'll chat for a little bit.
Chat with Dan.
A second.
And Dan gets to spin the wheel, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
When you describe the child as dirty, what exactly does that entail?
I mean, he's covered head to toe in dust, like I was when I was 12 or 13 years old. Yeah, just a kid who hadn't had a bath in a long time.
He said this is in Mississippi?
That's where the show starts.
Oh,
and then by this point in the story, we're in Iraq.
Oh, I was in Iraq.
In other words, known as the Mississippi of the rest of the world.
It is.
Dan, you want to spin the wheel for us?
Yeah, I'll spin the wheel. BJW.
Fuck!
Alright, so here we go. You're clapping about that? Alright.
Thank God.
Alright, so the way this works, Brandon, go spin the wheel until you reach either Dom or JJ, and then that person will take off their sock.
Oh, yeah. I didn't put any powder on today either.
Alright, they will take off their sock, and then you have to put that sock to your nose and sniff it for 5 seconds and then describe it to the rest of the crowd.
JJ!
JJ's just glad that he didn't get this one.
Where was that sock? You could get on
real quick. I know. I'll figure it out. I don't know when you put it up to your nose, I'll start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Alright, now. Be very descriptive and tell us what you experienced.
I'm gonna tell you, this is a very clean man. Damn, it smelled like you ever sat in a car and it didn't smell bad, but it actually smelled good. That's what kind of smell, but like,
you got a new car smell feet.
Ladies.
Was it like a Honda or? Was it like a Honda or?
Maybe like a 96, huh?
Okay. Y'all give up for JJ and his 96 on his phone, Vince, Uncle Brandon for completing the clown dog.
Everybody give one more time for Dan Price.
Yeah!
Alright, who you pulling? It's time for a bucket pull.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are in for a real treat. Please give it up for Charles Hood. Hey!
We forgot to tell you that the best set of the night for the bucket pulls is getting $100 cash, as voted on by you, the audience, so pay attention.
All right, howdy everybody. Y'all doing all right?
Yeah.
So who in here hates short people? Raise your hand. Yeah, all right, 1, 2, all right, a few in the back, nice. So we got like 4. And a lot of liars, which is okay. I love to lie. My favorite lie to tell is, come on down to the stand-up show, and you'll see me do really well.
Ouch.
Right? Yeah, I'm pretty short, but I'm taller than y'all right now. I know you hate me, but I know there's a lot of cash in this room because they were giving some out. Pretty sneaky. So I'm gonna get you. Who got I think it was you got a lot of money? I'll get that. So, I'm actually, I don't like alcohol too much. Is that just me? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Oh, that's a pretty good beverage, but I was actually talking to some of my friends the other day, and they all said they didn't like it because it tasted too much like piss. And I said, guys, you gotta stop drinking piss. Alright, I mean, I know they say alcohol is an acquired taste, but at least it gets you fucked up. If you drink piss and you don't like it, stop. Right? Do not acquire that taste. Not good. Take it from me, it's not good. Listen, I don't... whatever. But I don't know. Alcohol, it's not even the taste for me. It's actually, like, when I drink it, I get all angry and confused. We already have that. It's called being a gay Christian. I just bottle it up and throw it in the closet. All right, but somebody actually asked me after I told that joke one time if I was a gay Christian, so I want to clear the air. I'm agnostic. Yeah, so I actually, I love talking on the phone because you can get naked doing it. Oh, I'm not saying I get naked every time I talk on the phone. Like, I don't, like, schedule an oil change and strip down while I'm doing it. Like, yeah, I need an oil change. Phone. Yeah, I need an oil change. And can I come with a tire rotation? Alrighty, I'm Charles Hood.
Charles, you have the flattest ass I've ever seen in my entire life.
I have big jeans.
Don't think that's it. And also, there is a certain group of piss drinking enthusiasts. They're called meth addicts.
Yeah. No, I didn't say I wasn't. Recreational. It's...
Charles, I love your style, man. It's so awkward, but it works in the right way. Yeah. And then one time at an open mic, and there was this guy, white guy, and he said nigga on stage, right? Now I know I didn't.
It wasn't him.
It wasn't him. So it killed the whole room. And then Charles went up right after him and face planted on the stage.
Oh, yeah.
Harder than I've ever seen anybody fall before in my life. It was beautiful.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
You did it again just now. I just didn't say it into the mic.
Was that part of the show? Did you literally slip and bust your ass right there?
Well, you remember from the start I said I was short?
Oh, so you trying to
I couldn't make it.
You ready to spin this wheel?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead and spin it.
Spin it real good. Dom!
I was like, give it up for Mason.
somebody.
What's up, everybody? I'm Mason. Oh my god, comedy is so much fun. I'm about to throw up right now. Oh man, I just find it so funny. What's in the cup, Brandon?
What cup? This one?
The Mason jar. Is it Mason jar? Is it Kool-Aid?
Oh, it's close to Kool-Aid. It's called, what, the High High Hurricane? Kind of both.
High High Hurricane, no alcohol.
Yeah, no, there's alcohol in it.
Okay.
Paid like 9%.
Okay, I like how it goes from, I thought it went Kool-Aid, Four Loko, Monster and Four Loko, which would have been fitting. So let's see, I was born up in Indiana, right? And yeah, I don't know why you're worried. And so my mom moved us down to Alabama because of racism. Right, she wanted more, it doesn't make sense. She said that she wanted more, you would think so. No, the people are smarter up north. I think, not to hate on anybody down here down south, but we were learning how to read a clock in first grade. I came down here and nobody knew how to read the hands on the clock. And this is cool. It's my birthday weekend, y'all give it up for me. I'm the fucking youngest comedian in Huntsville, it feels like. But I come out here, I fucking get up on stage. Give a hand for everybody else that just came up here on stage. It's not easy, but I'm very grateful. My mom came out to support me tonight, y'all. Give a hand to my beautiful mother. She's the reason why I do this. Yeah. She got with a black man. I didn't find that out until later on in life, and then I was like, oh shit. Because she didn't let me say the N-word in the house. I had to learn. Thank you. Growing up half black and half white was fun because, black culture is really cool, but when you're not growing up in it, it's kind of hard to, figure out, you know what I'm saying, what's going on. Like, for example, blacking out right now. Thank you. Okay, growing up mixed is fun because, like I said, you had to learn how to say the N-word to fit in. And I'm gonna just end with this. The first time I had fried chicken was at Golden Corral.
All right, Mason. Two things.
Yes, sir.
Two things.
Yes, sir.
The sweater. Did you take that off Cosby before or after that?
Before.
And then the second thing, I actually met your mom for the first time tonight. She's great. Thank you for coming out.
Thank you, sir.
You said you learned you were half black. How old were you? Your mom got with a black man. When did you learn that?
Probably around like 9.
Okay, well, your mom's white.
Yeah, man, when you're going out in public, you know, my mom never hit me growing up because the image of a white woman hitting a black child in public is just a little bit too much to bear for some people.
Okay, we unlocked a lot right there. But I was mostly referring to the fact that you're mixed.
Yes.
And just by in the 7th grade biology, they show you this thing called a Punnett square.
Yes, yes.
Just like biology, you know?
Like, I knew I was half black, but, actually connecting the dots in my head was, a different story. You know what I mean? I didn't, when Michael Jackson died, I didn't find out till 2012. And then when I found out, I was devastated. Except almost when I found out that I'm not, No, I'm just kidding. I love being black. I was going to say Native American.
Do you say nigga now?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We're both the same, right? Half black, half German.
Black, half German.
So we say shit like mine, nigga. The salute starts from the chest. Alright. Should have said that. Alright, you ready to spin this?
Yes, sir.
reddish time, Dom. It's the sinus cleanser.
You got this, Dom.
You can do this, Dom. We have faith in you.
MTV, BET, y'all remember those channels, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, watching the big booty TVs, y'all remember the big booty TVs?
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Hell yeah. They call it a heavy set. Hell yeah, meanwhile, I'm in my parents' house, my backyard. Windmill like a motherfucker, y'all know what a windmill is, right? Y'all seen the Olympics? What the hell was that? But anyway, me and my girl, we was in the backyard. You know, so I used to always practice breakdance. Cause I was a part of a group, North Alabama Breaking Group.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm in the backyard getting ready for a beat at skating. We went to skating. Skating time was from 8 to 11, we did the skating. After 11, yeah, that's when the beef started. Yeah. I was the man in my neighborhood for breakdance. Never beef went on, they came and got me. Yeah, I was the shit. Yeah, my mom, she took care of me. She bought all my breakdance clothes, parachute pants, slippers that, you know, remember the Velcro slipper shoes, you know what I'm saying? With the Velcro two-strap. Yeah, you have to have them when you breakdance. But anyway, I'm in the backyard, get my shit together for the skatering. We're the skatering tonight, right? I'm chilling, I'm talking to my girl. I look over to the left. I see a dude, I bought the hell out of him. Then he just did this shit. I said, damn. I told my girl, I said, I think you want a beef. My girl, she popped like, she was looking at me like, I think you need. So I'm chilling, I'm like, damn. I looked over there again. 5 seconds later, it's three more guys over there. That's some girls. They're all looking at me doing this shit. Beef is on. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, all of them just start walking like. And one guy broke off from all of them, got in my face, it's like. You like the shit you did last week? Yeah. Talk about my mom? What are you doing? I got something for you. He did this shit right here. And threw a wave. When he threw it to a random dude across the room, the dude across the room caught the wave like this. I don't know you. I don't give a fuck about you.
Mike Sales, everybody.
Yeah, yeah, I'm tired of shit right now. That was some aerobics.
Yeah, what'd you say?
That was some aerobics.
That was aerobics?
Yeah, you said that.
I said like wax on, wax off.
Wax on, wax off.
That's wax on, wax off.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
You said wash on, wax on. Off.
Yeah, I said wash on, wax off. But then wax on, wax off.
Yeah, you built like a dolphin.
Man, I gotta get it, man. You built like, you ever seen Happy Feet? You built like one of them penguins.
was and they were breakdancing stuff.
The reason I say like a dolphin is because he's clean like a dolphin. Hair's nowhere. You say wax on, wax on?
Oh, like no hair.
Wax on. Yeah, you manscape? Do I manscape?
Hell yeah, man.
2.0.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm old fashioned, buddy. Get some job, man. Yeah, shout out to all these guys in Manscaped.
They don't sponsor us. They don't get shouts out.
They don't. They're good.
Mike, I like how during your set you said I was part of the North Alabama breaking crew and looked at the audience like North Alabama breaking crew. Y'all know? No. They don't even know this fucking podcast, Mike. They don't.
We got YouTube.
Mike, you ready to spin that wheel?
Yeah.
See you, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
this time. I forgot my own for this set.
Yeah, he just.
There you go. JJ.
Come on, thank God.
JJ Payne, get up there.
Alright, it's bad breath time. That means that JJ has to take two bites out of an onion as if it were an apple, chew and swallow both bites.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to peel it?
It was prepared ahead of time.
Oh, okay. I thought you were right. Walking in
strip club. Juice is running down his arm.
Keep eating it.
Everybody give it up one time for Mike Sale.
Just clap. Guys, please give it up for Hope Rangel.
Yeah. I love JJ's facial expression right now.
Mason's mom has got it going.
An honor of you being here tonight. I'm going to talk a little bit about my mom, if you don't mind. Do you guys ever have parents that would make you finish your entire plate before you could get up? Yeah. Okay, so I was thinking about this one particular moment with my mom. She sets a full bowl down in front of me. I look at it and I'm like, there's no way, Mom. She said that classic line, you know, there's children starving in Africa. So I said, okay, Mom, then send them this Xanax. I can't. She and I liked to play a little game when I was growing up to see who could hold their breath the longest. She'd always eventually win. Her record? 13 years. And counting. She's killing it. Don't get all tense yet, though. It's fine, because in that time period, we have learned how to communicate and continue arguing over a Ouija board. You know how fun it is to hear I'm disappointed one letter at a time? It's great. I try to hit back at her. I'm like, B-I-T-C. She flips the board. Mom, you're such a bad sport. We raised each other better than that. Oh, she had a series of miscarriages before getting pregnant with me, and that's why my name is Hope. Which is a lot of fucking pressure for a fetus. And also, the biggest practical joke of my entire life. Because not only did she give me this optimistic name, she also gave me her crippling depression. It's been a lot of fun figuring that one out. Me personally, I'll probably never have kids because I told you guys last time, I'm kind of a pedophobe. Kids scare me, long story short. So, I like my niece though. She's really cool. She runs track. She told me that they have blind track runners at their meets. And I was like, dude, that is so awesome. Because I've never thought about that before. How the fuck does that work, actually? Because I'm ignorant, but I don't want to be. And so, to understand, I ask questions at Easter family brunch. And so, I asked my niece, are they partially or fully blind? She said, there's both. I said, okay. Do they all run at the same time? She says, yeah. And at this point, my family's looking at me just like you guys are right now, just waiting for me to say something really fucked up. At which point I ask, do they all run in straight lines? She says, yeah, they have guides that run alongside them. And I'm like, okay, well, why didn't you just lead with that, you little bitch, instead of making me look like an ableist asshole in front of my entire family? She's pretty cool, though. I like her. Thank you, guys.
Hey, Hope.
Hey, you
killed it. I love the dead mom joke. I mean, that shit's hilarious. I see you got a Crown War shirt on. You fuck with niggas now.
I did get it for free, so that might be... Am I canceled?
Can't get canceled here. You heard the shit we said?
I said, it's impossible.
It's possible.
I mean, it's a little possible. It's my
I'm still here.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
Dom looks at me during her set, he's like, I got this one. And that's all you said?
What are you talking about, dude? The hit.
Yeah, one joke in the chamber, he's like, I fucking got this one. I'm sorry, that onion's got me flowing.
I can smell that shit all the way out of
here.
My uvula's tingling.
I hope you did an awesome job. You ready to spin this wheel?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
JJ.
Hell yeah. Fuck that.
Bigfoot for you, JJ. Yeah. There's a trash can over there. Alright, we won't make you eat the whole thing because that's a big ass foot on there, but. Yeah. Be careful, let's don't drip that on my steak if you don't mind. But, at least a couple of bites.
It's textured like a football.
Come on, Nathan.
It's not that. I don't know what else to do. It's not that.
All right, well, y'all give it up for JJ, the newly indoctrinated redneck.
One more time for Hope. Rangel.
Are y'all ready for your next bucket pool?
Yeah!
Yeah. Let's get it. Let's see what we got here. Oh, man, you're in for a treat. We got the one, the only, Ogre.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, you set the height on this thing. With your little ass. You guys gotta excuse me that it may look just racist when I woke up this morning. It just sort of happened. It's not my fault I'm not resting, I'll tell you what face, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like we were all outside and you heard somebody say colored, you assumed that it was me that said it. I don't think that's fair. I ain't said that shit in 3 weeks. And even then, I was talking to my 12-year-old about colored pencils, but I still took a talking to you for about 45 minutes from Karen. Oh, man, I'm blind as shit. You guys have heard that saying, we're in Alabama. I'm blind in one eye and I can't see out the other one. I'm completely blind in this eye and I've got 14% vision in this one. Like, I'm blind in one eye and I can't see out the fucking other one. It's fucked up, man. Like, my eye doctor says that I've got 10% vision in this one. But me and Raina went together and got our nipples pierced, and she let me watch her get hers done, and I figured that titties make everything 4% better, right, guys? I'm trying to talk her into getting her hood pierced, then I can see how to drive again. That'll be sweet. This always brings the crowd together. There's an election coming up. Who's voting Republican? That's what I thought. A lot of apartment renters in the crowd. I'm going to vote Democrat. Now, who don't give a flying fuck either way? Hell yeah. I can't believe how many people get so upset and have faith that the government has any of our best interests in fucking mind, or give a fuck what we say. As long as they get money, they don't care. I'm completely blind almost, and I have a current Alabama pistol permit in my wallet right now. I had to have a Morgan County Sheriff's deputy help me fill out the fucking form because I was sober and had $20. And he helped me fill out that paper. I told this motherfucker I couldn't see well enough to fill out a piece of paper, and they still sold it to me. Very comforting, very comforting. Jesus Christ. I'm going to cut it right there. Fuck it. There's a lot of show that goes through.
Yeah.
That's my older.
Fucking hilarious.
I know I'm drinking Four Loko, ate a raw onion, and a pickled Bigfoot, but you look like that you're dying.
You look like if Sid from Toy Story was a real person. Shut the fuck up.
I'm done.
Hoagies, don't come over this way. I ain't saying nothing to you, dog.
I'm gonna say something good, man. To make you feel better, I got my pistol license too, man.
That's a problem.
Yeah, that's a problem.
The only downfall was, like, I accidentally did hit, like, a car leaving that bitch, but it was still cool. Nobody knows, though, till today.
At least I know not to drive, man.
Oakies, you ready to spin that?
Oh, boy.
No? Oh, yeah.
Sorry. That's my bad. You close? See, take it. There you go.
You get to do a big ass shot of hot sauce. It's Dave's Insanity. Then you've got to call us in the morning and let us know how it comes out on the other side.
Chug it. There it is. Hell yeah. Everybody give that one more time for Ogre. Yeah. Killer. Your next comedian is the mean old bitch of Huntsville Comedy, Raina Cahill.
I look atrocious. I was not planning on being on a podcast tonight. Hi, my name is Raina. I used to work at a pizza restaurant. Now I work with kids. They're the same, you know, little kids and pizza. You can throw them both in the air, you know. And if you drop it, you just throw it in the oven, pretend nothing happened. I look like trash because I was doing a lifeguard class because I'm 15 years old. I just haven't aged well. It's my summer job. I find it really interesting because I'm doing lifeguarding, but there's not a lot you can do if you're a lifeguard, like in the ocean. I found that out. Like, there's pool stuff. There's a lot of stuff you can do for pools, but in the ocean, they're like, okay, this is how you try to save a life, and then this is how you look for a missing person. Those are your two options. If you drown in the ocean, good fucking luck. Okay, sorry. We did our best. I think dogs get all the best stuff, like dentist sticks, you know? Why can't I eat a refreshing snack that cleans my teeth? You know, while I'm at it, I want a vibrator that gives me a pap smear, you know? Thank you. Yeah, I want a butt plug that screens me for colon cancer. Who's with me? I know Kimberly's with me. She's tired of pooping in boxes. Yeah. I I think a lot of people don't like the word dog mom, you know? And that's fine, but I don't know what you're supposed to call me, because I talk to my dogs the same way my mom talked to me. Get that out of your mouth. Stop licking yourself. You're the reason your dad's gone. Stuff like that. I stepped in my dog's cum this morning. Thank you. Yeah, I don't know if he's going through puberty or what, but he better learn how to use a sock real quick. Because I'm tired of wearing crusty bras. You know what I'm saying, ma'am? Cool. I think I'd have a pretty great ass if half of it didn't wrap around to the front to make my camel toe. You know, in the South, we like a good wraparound porch. I got a wraparound pussy. Stop by. We'll have an Arnold Palmer sometime. Okay, cool. Yeah. My pussy's so fat, my clitoris has high cholesterol. When I queef, it sounds like a Biggie Smalls album. I have to sleep with a CPAP machine between my legs. If I don't, she whistles all night. Thank you.
Hell yeah, Brandon Cahill, everybody. You said you were a dog mom.
I am.
But you have cat mom hair.
Yeah. That's pretty good, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
I also somehow have cat hair in my food. I don't know how that happened. It's a white person thing, I guess.
And I like that joke you did with the dog's name when you talked about. What was the one where you were like, you're the reason your dad left?
Yeah.
That's like my mom said, she was like, hit him with the stick.
She's very bad.
Yeah.
Is that what she said to you when she hit you with the stick?
Wait, what? The glad your mom and dad left?
Yeah.
Oh, no, but she probably thought that. She'd throw hints in there. You'd be like, you a poof. When she get mad. What?
No.
Accident.
Oh, okay.
Magic.
Do you listen to his comedy or not, dude? He talks about it. I knew what a poof was. I was with you.
Randy, you killed that shit.
Oh, thank you.
Like always.
Thanks.
You're also the producer of Epic Comedy Hour, right?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
All that shit.
Yeah, I like it. It's great. I like co-producing Epic Comedy Hour.
Where can they find that?
Epic Comedy Hour on Facebook and Instagram. Epic Comedy, you can email us if you want. EpicComedyHour@gmail.com. If you want. If you want Scott Easton's phone number, I can get it out right now. Y'all can call him directly.
You ready to spin this wheel?
I'm ready.
If you get JJ, just go to the next one. Cause he's...
I was just about to say, we're going to enact
he might need to go to the hospital wheel.
Shenanigans is not responsible. He gets to do a shot of apple cider vinegar.
Yeah. Huntsville, as voted per his peers. Everybody give it up. Everybody give it up for the great Zaffa.
How y'all doing? Awesome. Question. Anybody here got an interesting celebrity crush? Who said no?
Hell yeah.
What's your celebrity crush, Ogre?
Cat.
Happy
face. That room gonna stink like pigs feeding hog moss. I asked my cousin if he had an interesting celebrity crush, and he was like, off the top of my head, Casey Anthony. Yeah, that's the sound I made. And he cut me off. He was like, I know she's white and grandma wouldn't like it. I'm like, no. There's something else. He was like, I want you to think about this. She's crazy. Let's just get that out of the way. And if anybody in here has had sex with a crazy person, it was some of the best sex of your life. Let's just be honest. That's point number one. Point number two was, you never had to wear a condom. Because even if you do get her pregnant, at some point she's gonna handle her responsibilities. Okay, I see we don't have an abortion crowd. All right. Which one of you lying fucks is going to church tomorrow? Mississippi, you going to church? You lying sack of shit. If you go to a church, the cross is gonna be on fire. Nah, you cool. I just got a little resentment in my heart. It was like, why did they make fun of sci-fi? Black guy! Totally black. I love being in Huntsville because I get to go to so many different churches. And I see a lot of you guys are white. Let me just tell you something. You guys do church better than any other racial group I've ever seen in my life. The food and the music is a little different, but everything else, chef's kiss. You get in, there's a sermon, guitar solo, boom, yeah, Cracker Barrel by 11:45 eating hash brown casserole. One of the things I love the most about white church, you can never tell what they are just by their names. It's like, hey sister, where do you go? Oh, I go to the Grove. Ooh, sounds like a spa. Hey brother, where do you go? Oh, I go to the Rock. I love Dwayne Johnson. Black people, we will add any word that sounds somewhat religious to our church titles. It's like, where do you go, brother, man? Fam, I go to St. John's Episcopal Little Rock by the side of the road. Mary had a little lamb / check cashing. You be like, check cashing? You ever pull up on a church and they be like, on Thursdays we buy gold. Get the fuck out of there. My ultimate thing that I love about churches, white churches and black churches is, at a white church, they introduce Jesus to you so creatively. It's almost like they have hundreds of years of doing this shit to tell the people. That guy knows history. They'll say something cool like, are you lost in the sea of life? Let Jesus be your lighthouse to salvation. Black church will introduce Jesus like it's WrestleMania 30. They'll go, give it up for the Alpha, the Omega, the King of Kings! I always imagine Jesus behind the curtain going, I'm gonna fuck you up this Sunday, Beelzebub. My name is Zafa, and that's my time.
Hey! Zafa.
You.
Hey, you notice how they gave the white guys hot sauce, and now he's incapacitated.
Yeah.
Can't take any fucking pepper.
Jack and I noticed they were giving you all the eating ones earlier.
Yeah.
And we're like, Dom's getting hard. What else can I eat? I love you, Dom.
The horse riders wasn't bad.
Was it not?
Sardines
seem cool. I've had sardines. It wasn't that bad. They got a little
bit of spicy as fuck, though. It was
yeah.
Spicy.
And there's... let's be fair, that little bit of spicy that was on the sardine, JJ did a whole shot of that same shit.
He's still pussy.
Have y'all ever eaten at the burger franchise Big Boy?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Doesn't Dom look like a darker Big Boy?
I know what you're talking about. He actually does.
Yeah. You
know
what I'm talking
about. Dude, I know. Isn't that dude that owns the donut?
It's a burger.
It's a burger.
It's a burger.
Yeah, like the middle age and men like crazy. I see that.
You look like a Big Boy mascot that's just fucked.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Drink some. Welcome to Seattle. All
right, let's spin this wheel.
Spin that motherfucker. Take us out.
Give me Dom. Give me Dom. Give me Dom. Give me Dom.
It's JJ.
Okay. Give me Dom, give me Dom, give me Dom. It's JJ again. God, what did y'all give JJ that fucked him up?
It's awesome.
What do you say? Dom. It's Dom! Yeah! You still got that onion over there? I wanted to try it. Ooh, oh,
yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I gotta stay here? Nope.
out.
You got 30 seconds. Can somebody get a video of this to send to the VA?
Give us 30 seconds.
I got bad.
Okay, just do one of these. Like make it jiggle a little bit. Come on, pop, pop.
You know I ain't got no ass.
I know. Shake it. Shake them little ham cutlets. Woo! Give it up and down, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you guys so much for coming out. Make sure you give it up for one time for shenanigans, Kim and Jessica, for putting all this on and letting us come out and do it. These shows for you guys.
Yeah.
And if you want, they got a tip bucket right back there in the corner, right in front of the exit sign. It's the blue thing that says tip on it. And you guys want a tip? And you got anything else, Kim?
Well, you guys gave away $100.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hold on.
They're trying to get the hug.
I got all about that, Kim.
Yeah.
JJ has some money, too. He's gone.
We'll get it.
All right, well, I think they're going to confer. They're going to come up with their top three, and then those three people will come up to the stage, and you, the audience, will decide which of those three gets the $100.
Get her, bro.
While they're doing this, we also will be giving away some free tickets to come back to Shenanigans in just a few minutes. So make sure that you have those green tickets handy.
Okay, so we got the top three. Can you come up? We got Ogre.
Yep.
Raina K here. And Sci-Fi.
Alright, now, it's gonna be up to you guys to cheer the loudest for the one that you want to walk away with $100.
So I'm gonna raise my hand over their head, and if you think they're the funniest, cheer. Cheer for only the person that you think is the funniest. The first, Ogre. Raina. Sci-Fi. And the winner is Sci-Fi!
Now give it up for all the comments you've seen for the Crown College Comedy Podcast. Please like and subscribe on YouTube to the show.
Tussie.